He's so faithful. I've got them over here, sister.
Prayer request?
Yes.
Oh, you've got some too?
The one I haven't got on paper yet. It is Logan Wade Helton family. Logan went to be with his king at 8 o'clock last night. Yeah, so let's pray for the family of Logan Wade.
And then we also want to pray for my friend Alicia Smith, who's scheduled for an angiogram to follow up after an aneurysm and some heart issues last year, so she's a little nervous about the test. We want to pray for a good report. And my friend Gina Angel's mother-in-law, who's in the hospital and has been facing major health issues since around Thanksgiving.
And let's pray for my little sister, Renee, who's going through some stuff right now, and she just needs...
Yeah, right now is the breakthrough. Hallelujah.
She needs...
We're going to receive it right now.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Watch all of these come to fruition, because God is so good to us.
He is faithful.
And we can receive it. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. You remember that beggar? I'm going to throw this in. You remember that beggar? And he said that they came and said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I have for you, stand up. You remember right before that it said he was expecting to receive something from them. Mm-hmm. His heart was at a place of receiving.
Yes.
So let's be at the place of receiving right now, because right now, in the name of Jesus, what time is it? At 9:35, Tuesday, January 9, 2024, we're going to receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ, the breakthrough we've been wanting. So we'll pray. I'm going to just go through the list. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that when we say Father, we step into the holiest of holies, and your undeniable, unconditional favor is upon us as we sit at your right hand and we can declare life. So I pray right now for Delisha Smith. She's scheduled for this angiogram to follow up after this aneurysm and these heart issues, Lord Jesus. All of these words, even that word I couldn't barely read, is below your name, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for a great report after this, that they say they don't even know how it's happening, because it's such miraculous that the spirit world will step into this physical world right now in the authority of Christ Jesus, that good reports would come right now, that the fear that a bad report would come would leave in the name of Jesus Christ. No more aneurysms, a healthy life, a reigning life by your abundant grace and your gift of righteousness, and that any heart issue, right now, Lord Jesus, I can see you pouring oil over that heart, Father God. Oil to an engine. Oil keeps that engine flowing at a good pace. Keeps it cool, keeps it running and lubricated, Father. I can see it in the name of Jesus Christ. You pouring that oil over her heart, that it will no longer be pierced. It will no longer be pulled, but it would run and function normally, perfectly, Father, and far beyond what an engine could do, because we know that you're unlimited in your excellence. Father, we pray for Gina. She's in the hospital, or mother-in-law, who's in the hospital, faced major health issues since around Thanksgiving. Lord, we know that these are all minor to the kingdom, Father, that you're on the throne, above thrones. You're the King of Kings. Father, we pray for amazing health to pour on her life right now. Right now, where she is, she can receive that presence of the Holy Spirit. And that no condemnation, nothing of her own manner of this world can stop her from receiving that presence that will continuously change her. It will light her up like a light, Father God, without an electricity cord, because you are that power. Father, we pray for Logan Wade, that family. He went up to be with the king. A triumphant victory, a triumphant entry with angels and saints and the Lord of Lords accepting him into heaven, Father. And a celebration, Lord Jesus, in heaven, that he forever can be with the King, the Prince of Peace, and just be in the presence of Almighty God and the power of the love that he's had for him. I pray that that image, Father, would be implanted into the family, that they can know here it might hurt, but there it's victory. there, it's freedom. And that he'll be awaiting them, Father God. Forever and ever, he'll be in the presence of King of Kings, our Lord Jesus Christ, who's so intimate with us. We pray for Renee, my sister in Christ, right now. Hallelujah. I'm so excited, Lord God, because I know your presence is here. I know your Holy Spirit is here. I know no matter what someone thinks of me, no matter what someone thinks of Renee, Tina, or Monica, it doesn't matter, because you say we're your kids. You say we can receive your grace. You say we live righteous lives, abundant lives, reigning in this world. So, Father, I pray that in the midst of this trauma right now, Lord Jesus, the fork will come out the stake. The piercing will come out. The outside will stop afflicting who she is on the inside. And from where she's hurting most, rivers of living water will begin to flow. Lord Jesus, I see a geyser shooting up in the air, Lord Jesus. I pray that right now, all the weight will be lifted. Condemnation will be lifted. The pressure from the outside, God, will be lifted, Father. And that healthy pressure will come in and uplift her, Father God. That she's being made into the woman of Christ you have for her to be. That in your eyes, she's a precious baby. Her innocence of a child, you still see her that way, running and playing, Father, and laughing. That none of the things that was ripped from her are ripped from her any longer. That is replaced, and it is just held in her heart, Father, her innocence. Father, her stress. That her full reliance is now on you, Lord Jesus. And I thank you that you're doing it now. And I thank you that you'll continue to wash her and uplift these weights off of her. I pray for a revelation in her mind of knowing that in the trial, she's not just in the trial, but she's walking with the one who's already been through the fire. So I thank you for it, Lord Jesus. I pray for my family as well, and all of my family around, all of our family, that this word would echo like a nuclear bomb over the world, Father, of your presence, of your favor. And in Elk City, that the spirit of drugs and all the things that are trying to plague Elk City would be broken. Mm-hmm. And I declare life in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord
Jesus. Praise the Lord
Jesus. The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your shoes and socks off.
Drew's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located in Corn, Oklahoma. For all your plumbing and HVAC needs, call Drew's at 580-343-2525. A company that cares. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, words.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Nathaniel the Net. His title for this morning is How to Reign in Life. I want us to agree together. Mm-hmm. There's 2 or more in this room. Where 2 or more are gathered, the presence of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And he hears. In the name of Jesus, I stand against the spirit of Python. Mm. In the name of Jesus, I command and I demand you loose. You loose your grip on the children of God. You loose your grip on these towns, on these cities, on these states, and on this nation. In the name of Jesus, we command and we demand right now that you loose, you spirit of Python. You have no right to coil yourself around the children of God. In the name of Jesus, we loose the love of the Lord God. We loose his love. In the name of Jesus, and we bind you, spirit of Python. We bind you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Golly.
I got to be obedient. When he says, say this, pray this, do this.
I want this.
To now.
Now.
He ain't got to tell me when.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm a sir, yes, sir kind of mindset now.
Hallelujah. Okay, let me roll in because I want y'all to understand this. Remember where we were at. We're receiving abundant grace in our life, and that's going to take care of everything plus our wrongdoing. So now we receive the righteousness. Now we can walk in victory. Now when you walk, you can have confidence in who you are. Now it's easier once you feel righteous to start to receive the promises of the Bible. Now you can say, I am a child of God, you know? There's nothing that's stopping me from being a child of God because I'm righteous. Now you can say, I am victorious. Now you can say, I'm holy, chosen, dearly loved. Now you can say, I'm at the right hand of the Father. Now all the blessings, you know, it says, the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now that's yours because your righteousness is a gift. Now you can walk in this righteousness and in confidence. This is the main weapon I have to use in my life because all my afflictions usually come from inside. Because if bad things are happening on the outside, but I'm okay in here, and I know I'm okay up there, I'm good. I'm cool because I can trust God that he's going to deliver me through it. Just like my daughter trusted me after a while to take that glass shard out of her foot. Now she knows the next time it happens, she doesn't have to cower away because the glass broke. Her wrong. She doesn't have to cower away when she's has her sin or she's holding something in her. She can say, you know what? My Father helped me before, and he'll help me now. How much more with our Father in heaven? How much more can we receive this abundant grace and it's a gift of righteousness? Now that that sin happened, this is the cool thing about God. Take your mind out of the natural. This might seem backwards. Like my grandpa said, let's say, he does addition by subtraction, multiplication by division. So this might seem backwards, but this is the spirit realm. I wouldn't have been able to show my grace without her sin. Does that make sense? I wouldn't have been able to do that. Does that say we continue to sin? No. I'm about to show you something amazing. So she had to have done that wrong for me to show her my grace. But now me showing her that, it empowers her to move forward. Next time, she can focus on not doing that. Oh, well, this happened last time. But she knows if she did it, I would be there to support her. Now she can go and sin no more. Now let's go back to this beautiful picture right here. And this is John 8:11. This is talking about the woman who sinned. We all love this. I don't care if you're a woman or a man. You love this, okay? I'm going to skim through it because I know my time is on a crunch and I have some more stuff to say. Now that we can receive grace, we can receive this righteousness. Now people will say, do you say you go and sin? Grace is always saying, well, you do what you want and God still loves you. I guarantee he still loves you. But can you reign in life? Can you grow in life? No. But he gives you the power to fuel you to not sin, to fuel you to do right. Grace not only saves you. Everybody who wants to be saved, come. It's a free gift. You want weight lifted? Come. But it fuels you. It's your power to not only not do wrong, but to do good. So you know how it says sin no longer has dominion over you? Because the sin had power when it could separate you. Sin had power when it could give you death. But no longer can it separate you from the love of God. No longer can it give you death. So what's sin's power? And what brings you into sin is that lure. Now it doesn't have any power because you're living in this righteousness. So let's skim through this. This is talking about the woman who was caught in the act of adultery. It said right here, I'm just going to sum it up. These Pharisees brought her and said, caught this woman in the act of adultery. Said, teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law, remember, the law is only applied to those who are under the law. We now live in grace. We died to the law. So our punishment was taken by Christ at the cross. So according to Moses in the law, he commanded us that this should be stoned if you're caught. But what do you say? We know what they were testing. Now look at the heart of our Lord Jesus. Look at the heart of it. I'm just going to skip to what they said. Jesus says, he who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. What was this a picture of? The Pharisees, we know, was testing Jesus. But let's look a little farther. The Pharisees were calling a sin out of somebody. And Jesus sat there. You know, you have a sin just like her. Whoever doesn't, throw it. So they didn't, right? Imagine this woman's heart. She knows they're equal to me now. Okay, now we keep going. What does Jesus say? Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you? And then she says, no one, Lord. And Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. I want you to know, people highlight, go and sin no more. See, you shouldn't sin. But what was her motivation now? What was her fuel now to not sin anymore? It was the lack of condemnation from Christ. It was the grace given to her. No one condemns you. I don't condemn you. Go and sin no more. Now the grace saved her and became the fuel for her to live out a righteous life. And I love the following up. A lot of times I hear this story, but I don't hear this follow-up sentence right here. Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. That is the key to now walking out this grace. We can now know we're accepted to God, so we have to do nothing to walk with him. We can trust him that he's for us, because even at our worst, he doesn't condemn us. And now we can walk in his light. So he who follows me shall not walk in darkness. Now that we can see who he is, if we can understand who he is, he's outside of our outside circumstances. He's outside of our inward. He's outside of our condemnation. All the ways of the world, not even sin, can get between us. Then we can be empowered. Now we can live a righteous life. So for all the people who say, well, when you preach grace, you're telling people that they can continue to sin and be okay with God. I'm saying grace saved you. Grace fuels you. And now when you have this understanding, grace now keeps you. Now you can't be taken from the hand of the Father. Now you're empowered to live out this lifestyle. And so just like my daughter was, when I took that piece of shard out of her, I healed her. Same way with the Father. Let go of your sin. Stop associating with your sin. Do you see in Romans when he's talking about right before 8 where it says, therefore there is now no condemnation? What's that therefore? The previous chapter tells us what? Paul's saying, I want to do right, but there's something in me that keeps doing wrong. So all the people who are realizing, God, I love you, but why is there still this thing in me that keeps trying to do wrong? That is sin. He said that is sin in the body. He didn't say that's you who you really are. No, your identity is no longer sin. Keep sin here. Back away from it. This is righteousness. Step into it. So now when sin tries to raise its head, you say, that's not who I am. The person who submitted to that died. Now I can walk in the spirit of life. And just like it says, God has removed our transgressions from us as far as the east is the west. We have to disassociate ourselves with sin. if you believe Christ died on the cross, it's counted as righteousness. You speak, it's salvation. I want you to do this. Try to believe in your heart. Begin to ponder on it. The Holy Spirit will work with you. I want you to speak salvation, right? In the midst of your problems, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. In the midst of your downfall, God's abundant grace is mine. In the midst of not feeling adequate, his favor is overflowing on me. I want you to continue to speak these things into your life. This will be your fuel. If you have fallen to the same sin 100 times and you just promised God you weren't going to do it again, my advice is don't promise. But if you fall to it again, speak, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Then the devil loses all power, because then your sin is left here and you're left here. And God empowers you with righteousness. Now you can move on. If you continue to say, oh, I sinned, God forgive me for this, but you keep holding on to it, that sin is never going to leave you. And then your bag is going to be 30 pounds full. And then what? You cannot run. You can't laugh. You can't play. By the end of this time, by a week, you're going to have a whole foot full of a whole glass, a whole mason jar stuck in your foot. Let him remove that. Trust him that he won't hold that against you. And let him heal you. Let him begin to build you. Let him begin to make you a spiritually righteous human being, because it's a gift. So in your problem, in right now, wherever you are in life, whether your outside circumstances are good or bad, inside, good or bad, disassociate from both of them and reflect on who Jesus says you are. And once you take condemnation off of your life, you can receive who Jesus says you are. Now you are victorious. Now I am child of God. Now I am mighty in the authority of Christ. Do you see that? You're disassociating with sin, which doesn't let condemnation have any power. And now you're associating what Jesus says. So now your identity becomes Christ. That's why it says it's no longer I'm hidden in Christ. Christ died on the cross. I died with him. Now he lives in me. That's what it's meaning. Our conscience can be clear. We can live victorious. The same way with in Hebrews it says, if the blood and bull and goats could have did his job, they wouldn't have had a conscience of sin, right? If the sacrifices they made every year did the full work, they would have never even had a conscience of sin. I'm not doing wrong. Now you're able to receive. But Jesus Christ paid that so we can receive now. Now we can understand the cross. Now we can understand the power in a cross. Why Jesus did everything for that cross. Because now we're not just receiving a forgiveness of sin. We're receiving righteousness. We're receiving victory. And now we can reign in life in Christ Jesus. Any weight on you, disassociate it with it. Anything that comes against the knowledge of God. Y'all know that scripture, spiritual warfare. If it says you're a sinner, look what you just did. You need to work that out. You got to do this. Get rid of that. Take in righteous. Am I a drug addict? Or am I a porn addict if I fall to porn one time? Or am I the righteousness of God? If I accept that I'm a porn addict, I will be that. If I accept I'm the righteousness of God, then I can live in that power. Then the grace breaks the hold of my sin in life. We have to grab onto that cross. You got to grab onto that cross. You have to grab onto that power of God. And there was something else I had to say, but the Lord slipped it right off my mind. Hallelujah.
And you know, the same thing for me, I believe, the same thing applies with sicknesses. Mm-hmm. So we go to the doctor. If we are sick, we don't know what's going on. For me, I don't go to the doctor unless the Holy Spirit prompts me to. And that's a whole other testimony, y'all.
Right.
Okay. So I have been diagnosed with a lot of stuff.
Right.
Okay. And that was, for me, my seizures, my allergies, my hep C, my this. My that, okay? the Lord corrected me in that. And he said, why are you saying those are yours? Those are not yours. Those are facts. Yes, you have facts. Now, what are you going to do with those facts? Mm-hmm. Are you going to put them to the Word of God?
Mm-hmm. Can't stand up against it.
Or are you going to hold them and mm-hmm. bow to them? My anxiety, my panic attacks,
hallelujah,
my seizures.
Yep.
No, Lord, this is the report. I've got facts on paper, and now I'm bringing them to you, and I'm putting them under the blood in the Word of God. And I am going to no longer claim them. Mm-hmm. These are not mine. You are mine. What you did on the cross was for me.
Hallelujah.
These seizures are not mine.
Amen, my wife.
These allergies are not mine. This depression is no longer mine.
It's not even yours.
It's not.
Joy is
whether and Hep C, okay? Yeah. Hep C, let's go there.
Hep C.
I love you, Lord. Now, I, Monica Lovell, put a needle in my arm.
Yep.
That caused mm-hmm. me to get Hep C.
Mm-hmm.
I went through this whole anger deal with my against my husband after he passed.
Right.
Because he's the one I got it from.
Right.
I know when and where I got it and who. Mm-hmm. Okay? And I became so angry and bitter.
Right.
He talked me into getting up. And then it was to help me get out of that mm-hmm. bitterness. Did he put a gun to your head? No, sir. Who made the choice to get up and put their arm out? I did, sir. Now, give it to me.
Hallelujah.
This is, I don't want this kind of death, Lord. I've watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm now Hep C free.
Hallelujah. In the name of
there
Jesus.
Is a cure. If you suffer from Hep C, if you have Ooh. Been diagnosed with Hep C, you do not have to die. There is a cure. And I encourage you to reach out to the Liver Care Center because they can help you get the cure.
Hallelujah.
The Lord, I was sitting on my couch in my living room crying out to God.
Mm-hmm.
And this commercial came on. And the Lord said, call them. They can help you.
Mm-hmm.
And I sit here today, Hep C free. And that's something that I did something that caused me to get the Hep C. God did not put that on me.
Mm-mm.
That was a free will choice to get up and put my arm out and allow someone to put a needle in my arm.
Mm-hmm.
I made the choice. And now I give it to God.
He redeemed you.
Gave me life.
I love God.
Gave me my life back, man.
Come on. I love that.
He
so
rolled
much.
A stone back for me.
Yeah. And then I'm going to crunch this in because I know y'all about to tell me we got to go. Now that we have received this, now that we kind of gripping this understanding that nothing outside or inward can affect who we are just the righteousness of God. Mm-hmm. We're sons and daughters, victorious because of a gift and we have to receive it. Now we can begin to reign in our lives. Now every moment is a brand new slate. Every morning, you know, it says his mercies are new every morning. The Father told me every moment is a moment of mercy. Every moment is a moment of grace. Continue to live victoriously. Don't take a punishment that I've already taken for you. Now that we have this mindset, we can receive blessings. We can receive health. We can receive miracles. We can receive prophecies. We can receive financial provision. We can receive health provision. All because we've came to a place of understanding, I have this right standing with him. He's for me. He has covered all bases of the area. Now you can begin to be victorious. You want to reign as a believer? Believe what I'm telling you. Get in your scripture and read it. God is completely for you as a gift. His grace has saved you, fueled you, made you wealthy in all areas, and keeps you forever. Now you don't have to live with fear. Am I going to mess up enough to get away from God? Am I this? Am I that? Is God going to turn his back on me? Never. You can now live victoriously. Now take this good news to the whole world. It's a free gift. Righteousness, grace. It has held you. You are everything he says you are. Amen. And now we can receive that. Hallelujah. I would speak for 17 hours if y'all let me do it.
maybe we'll do a marathon one day.
Yeah, maybe. Pray about it, please.
He says, yeah. Yeah. That would be cool, huh?
Pray about it, everybody.
Like the PBS
deals that they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll do a cheesy photo like, today, Nathaniel.
We appreciate you coming in, brother.
And I love y'all so much.
We love you, too. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And you already know I'm going to say it again. This is the most powerful hour of my day. From all of us here in the studio, we thank you for tuning in. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, from our awesome brother in Christ, Nick Nathaniel the Net. Y'all have a blessed day. We'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.